Greco-Roman tradition of historiography. The term history is derived from a Greek word historia, which means inquiry. The first known author who used the term to describe his work was Herodotus, who is often considered as the father of history. In many ways, the works of Herodotus and his successors have been regarded as a yardstick for measuring other compositions. Features of Greco-Roman tradition of historiography. First, warfare as the focus of history writing. As the objective of history writing was to preserve memories of what was regarded as great or important events, this classical period witnessed the expansion of the Roman Empire, which was inevitably marked by warfare. Therefore, the preoccupation with military activities by these writers is not surprising. Moral concern. While the Augustan age is generally regarded as the heyday of Roman imperialism, it is interesting that these contemporary writers voice a sense of discomfort and even agony at what was perceived to be a state of decline. The tone of moral concern distinguishes the accounts of the classical writers. The latent writers adopted a moral tone, which has been regarded as a feature of the Augustan age. Variety of sources. The classical writers used a good variety of sources. Eyewitness observations were valued, but other sources of information derived from tradition, religious centers, chronicles, interviews, and a range of documentary sources were tapped as well. The possibility of mutually conflicting versions was also recognized, and strategies were evolved for resolving such situations. The archives and traditions clustering around shrines were obviously important sources that were drawn upon. Humanism versus fate. The most noticeable concern of these early historians was to provide a detailed narrative of what they regarded as central events. They were careful in describing the events, but they rarely asked why it happened. This may be because the widely accepted idea of the time was the role of fate and the validity of omens as indications of future events. Divine wrath is also occasionally invoked. Yet, it would be a mistake to dismiss these authors as simply superstitious. In fact, the importance of human agent with all his her failings and triumphs is also duly recognized. Substantialism. Substantialism implies a theory of knowledge according to which only that which is unchanging is knowable. But what is unchanging is not historical. It is the transitory event that is historical. According to Collingwood, Greco-Roman historiography can never show how anything comes into existence. All the agencies that appear on the stage of history have to be assumed ready-made before history begins. This became the chief defect of the classical writers. Please watch the next episode to know the prominent writers of Greco-Roman tradition of historiography. Thank you.